you saw the story about the billboard that is outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. The perfect man billboard. Now, if you don't know, you may be wondering, Mr. Church, please, what is a perfect man? What's a perfect man? What does that have to do with anything? Get back to bashing Obama or Trump, please. Muhammad was known as the perfect man, the fake prophet Muhammad was known as the perfect man. This is what his followers called him. It's not what I'm calling him. It's not what you call him. It's what his followers call him. Now, I say this, or I bring the perfect man up, because it is billboard. And the billboard is on I-465 outside of Indianapolis. Here's the headline. Indy Muslims call out creators of local billboard that insults Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad, the quote prophet, the fake prophet, needs to be insulted. Deserves to be insulted. Now, I saw this billboard and I went, I wonder if this guy's ever heard of Andrew Bezod. Because I'm reading the 6 bullet points on the billboard going, hey, you know what? That sounds familiar. Wait a minute. Mitter Billboard Maker, I can name that prophet in 3 notes. I can name that prophet in 2 bullet points. He makes 6 points. All of them are accurate, by the by. All of them are accurate. Of the 6 points, these points include married a 6-year-old. True. Slave owner and dealer. Now, we're told that we have to rip statues down in New Orleans because Robert E. Lee owned a slave. We're told that we got to rip the statue down of P.T. Beauregard. He fought on behalf of the South, which was pro-slavery. It don't even matter if he owned a slave or not. Yeah, there. You racist and you bigots there need to rip those billboards down there. I have a question. Is slavery always obnoxious? Is slavery always a disclaimer? Is it? Well, is it? And if it is, and Muhammad was a slave owner, shouldn't we be looking for places where there are statues? Representations, of course, they're not allowed to display him publicly, but a mosque is a public place to venerate the fake prophet. Shouldn't we be looking for places to get rid of or to eliminate or to tear down this statue of the slave owner? Now, it may come to pass that you learn, and this would be the disclaimer, Mr. Church, please. The slaves that Muhammad owned were white people. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, then that makes it okay. Slavery is only wrong if a white person enslaves a black person. Oh, I got it. Okay. Mitter listener, I'm sorry. Now, I've never heard the mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu, probably because he hasn't thought of this. There's not a lot going on in that mind, trust me. I haven't heard the mayor of New Orleans say this, but I'm going to assume it to be true, that it is wrong, regardless of race, to enslave another human being, right? We should all be able to agree on this. And if it can be demonstrated that Muhammad was a slave owner, why do we allow people to venerate him? This is offended. I'm offended by this. I'm going to start a club, a group. tear down that mosque is offensive. It represents a slave owner. That's just one of these. Slave owner and dealer. Did he sell slaves? Yeah. Did he have slaves? Yes. Did he capture them? Yes. Did he impress Christians into service and Jews? Yes. Did he sell them? Yes. Let me tell you something. Muhammad, a slave owner, Southerners in the United States got nothing on Muhammad as a slave owner. We'll score that one true. 13 wives. It actually may have been more than 13 wives, even though the Quran says you can have four. But we're talking about Muhammad, who apparently had such an appetite for never-ending sexual dalliances with multiple women, he required 13 wives and had 11 of them at one time. Oh, of course, a bit of church with that. What difference does that make? He's still a prophet and he's awesome. I wonder if Ariana Grande wants to join Muhammad's harem now. Just curious. I wonder if Kathy Griffin wants to join the harem of Muhammad or Muhammadans now. Rapist. Another one. Was he a rapist? Well, go to my website. Go type in this in the search bar. B-I-E-S-Z-A-D. Bizad. My Islamic expert, who has a PhD in Islamic studies, which includes the studies of the Quran, Andrew Bizad, has appeared a dozen or so times on this show, and on every single appearance, we get a little dose of at least one of these 6 points. Was he a rapist? Go listen to the Bizad tapes. Answer, yes. So what's the big, what's the controversy? And now, it's also informative that the prophet is never named. At least not from where I look at the billboard. Hold on. If you look at the photograph at the IndyStar website, the prophet is never named. I got to ask the question, how did the Muhammadans know who the billboard owner was talking about? How do they know? Yeah, how do they know? It's a good question, isn't it? The perfect man, bullet point one, married a six-year-old. Bullet point two, slave owner and dealer. Bullet point three, rapist. Bullet point four, beheaded 600 Jews in one day. True. Bullet point four, 13 wives, 11 at one time. Bullet point six, tortured and killed unbelievers. All true. The tagline, educate truthophobes. Now, we've got a listener who has called the program, non-solicited, who just happens to be in Indianapolis. Maybe he could fill us in on a little bit more of this. This is John in Indianapolis, first up here today on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers, always on the app for the iPhone and the Android phone, free in those stores, and always online. Just click the listen bar button at the top of the page at crusadechannel.com, and you can even use the pause button. We know that it works. I'm just not sure how long you can pause, but you can pause at crusadechannel.com. Hey, John, how you doing?
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hi, John.
I called to let you know, I was researching this morning, and there was another article that appeared in the Indianapolis Star, our local paper, it says, anti-Muslim billboard owned by businessman with history of inflammatory rhetoric.
I saw that.
Oh, okay.
So that disqualifies whatever it is that may come afterwards, because he has a history of inflammatory rhetoric. Does it say what the inflammatory rhetoric is? Now, of course, these days, inflammatory rhetoric is, hey, llama. Does it take much to inflame the sensitive and tender sensibilities of the average lib out there these days? Now, does it?
Right. And what I particularly wanted to point out was he states right in his article that the reason he put it up there is because nobody else would do it, and these people approached him and asked him if he would do it for them.
So, now, who approached them and asked if he would do it for them?
Whoever paid for the billboard.
So, we don't know who paid for the... Now, this is what the Mohammedans want to know. They're demanding to know who paid for the billboard. Gee, I wonder why they want to know that. Can you imagine a reason why they may want to know that?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Well, the information has not been divulged as of yet, according to the news that I've seen. Now, I have to ask you, have you seen said billboard?
No, I live not too awful far from it, but I found about it from Breitbart. So I go to breakfast past this place. I will see it probably in the next day or two. So I know exactly where it is.
Well, I can tell you that after having seen photographs of it, that there is no mention of the prophet on there. All it says, the perfect man is what it said. Quote, the quotation mark, open quote, the perfect man, close quote. That's what it says. Now, if you didn't know that, or if you didn't know who that was, then how would you know that these charges... Now, I got to ask a question. Before today, did you know that Muhammad, the prophet, the fake prophet, was known as the perfect man? Did you know that?
Yes, I had read that somewhere. I mean, it didn't impress me greatly, but yes, I had vaguely heard that.
Now, you see, I had not heard. I may have heard it in passing. I've never called him, and I've never referred to him as such. So it's not in my vocabulary. But in reading the bullet points, so I'm just thinking, you guys must have a guilty conscience there, man. Why the consternation? I mean, if someone drives by and they don't know who the perfect man is, they may be thinking that, hey, this is an angry housewife, or this is a about to be divorced. Let's put this billboard up against her soon-to-be ex-husband. So,
yeah.
Anyways, when you pass by the billboard and you can get a closer look, let us know what you see there.
Okay, I will. And also, have you heard that our representative Andre Carson has come out and said that these are basically all lies? He's also a Muslim, by the way.
I see in the story that Indiana Senator Todd Young tweeted his disapproval of the sign. This is beneath us, disturbing and divisive. Displays like this incite and offend rather than educate. In other words, you can count on Senator Todd Young of being a Muslim apologist. Either that or he's a historical ignoramus because he knows nothing about the real life of the fake prophet Muhammad. So apparently we're not allowed to tell the truth publicly about what the fake prophet actually did for his stock and trade. Now, I don't see anything in this story about who's the other guy, or what's the other guy's name?
Andre Carson.
Oh, I see. Okay, here it is. Indiana Representative Andre Carson said he believes the billboard is untrue. Do you believe it's untrue, or do you know it to be untrue? There's a big difference. Mr. Carson, yeah. Do you believe it to be untrue because you believe in the fake prophet, or do you know it to be untrue? Isn't there a difference? What?
Yeah, I think there's a difference. I guess you'd have to ask him, but yeah, I mean it's misleading, you know, as usual. And he's not the only one. The whole point of the first article that they put out there was just how outraged all these people were over this billboard and how wrong it was. And you know, the paper made it emphatic that this is not to be accepted. So.
Well,
yeah, we're fighting an uphill battle here in Indianapolis is all I'm saying.
Well, you're fighting an uphill battle across the Western world because you have people that are in abject and stark denial of the reality. What's truth? Conformity of the mind or reality? What's reality? The reality is that what's on that billboard about Muhammad is essentially true. And whoever put it up there did a little research on him and is actually informing. You know, it also has the subtitle Truthophobes.
Mm-hmm.
It said, yep. Hang on. It said, educate truthophobes. those who fear the truth. I have and John, thanks for the tip, brother, and thanks for the call.
All right, you're welcome.
Appreciate you.